USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At least six people are dead as a massive wildfire burns out of control on Hawaii's Maui Island.
We never anticipated in this state that a hurricane, which did not make impact on our island, will cause this type of wildfires.
Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke said Wednesday drought conditions have combined to fuel this fire. Officials on the island said they're optimistic the fire can be brought under control. Amidst this, President Biden's getting pressure about officially declaring a national climate emergency. In an interview with the Weather Channel Wednesday, Biden was asked whether he was prepared to declare that, in which he said it's practically been done.
We've already done that. Nationally, we've conserved more land. We've moved into, we've rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. We've passed the $368 billion climate control facility. We're moving. It is the existential threat to humanity.
Environmental advocates who've called for Biden to make an official declaration say it would unlock far-reaching executive powers to address global warming. A Utah man wanted for allegedly making threats against President Biden and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is dead.
Officials say Greg Dillieu Robertson was fatally shot by FBI agents at his Provo home, and a neighbor heard the commotion.
There was a big boom, and then there was another one, and another one, and another one.
Robertson was shot while agents were attempting to serve arrest and search warrants. No FBI agents were injured. Lisa G., New York.
The leader of the legendary band called The Band is dead. Guitarist and singer-songwriter Robbie Robertson died Wednesday at the age of 80 after a long illness, according to his management. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
House Republicans will formally accuse President Biden of corruption.
A memo released from the House Oversight Committee members argues it doesn't need to directly show payments from Hunter Biden's dealings to the president to prove corruption. Hunter Biden is being charged by the Justice Department for tax and gun charges, but has yet to be charged for accepting bribes. Republicans argue the payments to Hunter Biden's multiple accounts by foreign entities, including Russia, implicates the president. The Republicans make that claim after testimony from a Hunter Biden associate allegedly revealed Joe Biden attended some dinners with these foreign companies. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Chris Christie's absorbing fat jokes from his GOP rival in New Hampshire's primary race and current party frontrunner Donald Trump. Christie fired back at the former president on Wednesday, saying Trump's a coward if he refuses to show up for an upcoming debate.
If he's so proud of his record and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, saying it could jeopardize his lead in the polls. A witness in the riverfront brawl in Montgomery, Alabama, says a racial slur was used before the fighting broke out last weekend. That's according to a newly released court document. The mother of one of the victims made the allegation in a sworn statement. The case stems from an attack by white men on a black riverboat co-captain and an argument over a reserved docking space on the Alabama River. They're charged with misdemeanor assault. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.